Okay, so God, listen now, tests everybody.
Amen.
And if you don't pass the test, you do not get promoted.
Amen.
So there are many people in churches who failed tests 20, 30, 40 years ago, and they're still in the same place in the spirit that they were 30 years ago. They're just old and gray.
Yes.
And gray hairs do not necessarily mean wisdom.
Amen.
Just mean old.
Doesn't
necessarily mean smart.
Amen.
So here we are. Listen now, this is really important. Because if we together have an attitude of heart to the King that says, I want to be part of creating an environment where everybody can grow, that puts you in a place of serving the purposes of the King for everybody you're in relationship with. Watch this now. Because you're not just the church when you gather together in meetings. You're the church everywhere all the time.
Amen.
And lots of people don't understand that. So we even in our vocabulary, we're expressing our ignorance. And we say, where do you go to church? Well, we don't go to church. We are the church. You can say, well, where does your church meet? That's a different kind of question to ask. Well, our fellowship, our community meets in such and such, or doesn't matter, you know, where you meet. What matters is what happens when you meet.
Amen.
And that is determined by the attitude of your heart to one another.
Amen.
See, for so many of us, we've been taught how to be good churchgoers.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we know when to go to church. And we know church polity.
Amen.
We know church order. We know what's expected of us in church.
Amen.
We know when to say, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We know what's expected of us, and so there is church culture that we've all been exposed to. And many people, listen now, who stop growing as disciples is because they've allowed the enemy to make a substitution, a switch. And they bought the lie that going to church is all that's required, rather than the truth of grow up into the knowledge of God and grow as a disciple. So we now, what happens is there's a collaborative effort between people who don't want to grow and the devil to create churches that are built around counterfeit realities. And there are counterfeit realities. And it's a reality in which people are not allowed to make mistakes. And you can feel that in the spirit.
Amen.
You may not be able to verbalize it. You may not be able to communicate it. But something happens deep inside of you that says, I better not raise my hands here. I better not pick up a banner and wave it. And I certainly better not dance. You know, because you'll get killed with the looks. You know, if looks could kill, I've been dead a long time ago. But I got lots of holes in me from the eyes boring in. So after a while, you just don't care anymore. Because you decide that the opinion of the King is more important than the opinion of anybody else.